okay, diarrhea, PYL, or whatever. So he was not, this is Pio and his, or at a mature age. Having gone through a bunch of so-called romantic relationships in a long life, and sometimes feeling he's now done with that, been there, done that, and all that, and some days he maybe especially in the aroma of the spring, he's not so sure. And the poor man, and those moments of weakness, always seems to find yet another object for his romantic fantasies, which nevertheless keep remaining just that, fantasies. And in his moments of clarity, he's arguing back and forth with himself, trying at least to turn that useless argument into an inquiry. From the wisest one, what to do? Is it time to say goodbye to the little ladies for this time, at least on that level? Or is there yet another adventure waiting around the corner? Oh. His sighs. At least I'm experienced enough to know, should I allow myself to remember, what it involves, what sacrifices are included, what pain. How many compromises and especially what a demand, what a challenge to make a romantic relationship to a woman. Work out. What to speak of being what it should be. Real, sincere friendship and love between two souls. Also this afternoon is in one of those clear moments, and seeing the statistically slim chance of stepping into anything else than trouble. After all, half of the ladies he knows are all devotees. There's still fanatics who think that you are. Rest. People out there in the ordinary society living in a different universe. Meat eating, alcohol drinking. Tobacco, and as it seems, a big focus on sex. Well, he was an old weirdo. Decided and set on spending the remaining days of his life pretty much as they are now. Dedicated to Sankirtan movement, finally. Nothing else. Demanding his attention, not much at least. Now should he, in this situation, invite? Well, potential in the best of worlds. A sweet, kind, understanding and female-wise lady. Built-in option that she could at any point turn into Goddess Kali. One thing was clear, without any doubt, what he was contemplating was and is, in this time and age, and for him in particular, gambling. Where, as cynical as it may sound, because now at this age, there was not much room left for gung-ho experiments and optimism. And dreams. What a solid plan. Almost despising himself for being so businesslike. Lacking any sense of the romantic, maybe even of the soul and the joys of life. Maybe it was becoming on the same dry philosopher that he used to be. Well, it's not even about who I am to become. Oh, how others will perceive me. As a bore or as a cool guy. Now it's a matter of my mission in life. What I'm here to do. Which I clearly haven't done yet. And I guess that's why older people come to that point naturally, I guess. That now I had my days there in the limelight of life. Now it's nice to take walks in the forest. With a japa bag in hand and just be with Krishna and Dharika Giridhari. And then sometimes be together with friends, other devotees. Others like himself. And with the boys, and again, simply with Krishna, all the time. What else could you want in life? So, again, at least in these moments of clarity, it's all beyond any doubt. That these weird times he had gone through, were part of his education. To learn to tell the difference between reality and illusion, between actual life and dreams. And as he had learned now, again, beyond any doubt, dreams are what this earthly life is made of. Dreams are whatever it is.